All right, season two of The Grease Trap. Welcome back.
Episode two.
Episode two, part two. Adam Cantrell, and with me today, as always, Dalton Sizzler Sipes.
What up?
How was your week, man?
Good. Not a lot happened in between now and there. Just hanging out, but I'm excited to be back for episode two. What about you? What you got going on?
Dude, I've lived a thousand lives since we last met.
Very good, very good.
Went up Delaware way.
Hey.
Spent the weekend there. Had a good old time. Went and saw your favorite musician, Kurt Vile.
That rainy day music, baby.
Repping that KV. And actually, if I sound a little hoarse, I actually sound better than I did this morning through the rest of today. But, dude, my throat is roasted. I'm super hoarse. Because your boy was just a hooting and a hollering.
How the heck do you hoot and holler at a Kurt Vile concert?
Dude, I just freaking feel the vibes, dude. I'm telling you, man.
You had to have been the main attraction.
No, dude. I'm telling you, there's some of his jams freaking rock live. And like, dude, all of his sound runs through an acoustic for a lot of those songs. And like the amount of crazy distortion and effects he just runs through, I don't understand like how he's just not getting a ton of feedback. But that dude was grooving. It was an awesome show. Also another attribution to my
I like your little neck jiggle my, you just did there.
Something else that I can attribute my throat being hoarse to. Shut up, dude. That's how I gotta jiggle the throat. Bro, I freaking bought a Juul.
I didn't even know they still made them. Yeah. I thought they were like band.
So I heard that, man. And the only thing I can think of is just a warehouse is full of them that they just kind of like run what you got. But
or they're just black market ass Juuls.
She uses those little Rays or Raz disposable things.
I don't really know what those are.
I like to puff on them every now and then. And I was with Lindsay, and I feel so bad because whenever I'm with my sister, she just feeds me cigarettes, and I'm not a full-time smoker anymore, but whenever I'm with my family, that's all I do is smoke. And like, because I'm not a smoker, I just feel it the next day.
Yeah.
Like hard. You do. And so I was like, you know what I'll do? We went and got gas. I was like, I'll get me one of these Juuls. Cause I knew like after I was done using it, I'll just pawn it off on Aaron and just have it. But man, I was smacking that Juul like a little 16-year-old in biology class, just blowing it down. And I about killed a pod in that night. And
damn. Dude, her Juuls are harsh, too.
Yes, dude. And like yesterday, I was like, and then, you know, like I said, today I could barely talk. I'm still a little raspy. But yeah, dude, I was holding it down. Snuck, that's what's awesome about being with girls is like people will part the seas
at
concerts.
Yeah.
So like got right up there, front row, right against the rail. But I had to squeeze into this little pocket that was just like, I basically had to annex part of the rail and like shifted my landscape. So like there was this trash can in my side and I like kind of pushed it in between the rail and like where this like, I'm assuming VIP section, the sit down section was right there. And like that bought me enough real estate. But I think the VIP people like got kind of shitty about it, which I don't understand
why. VIPP, dude.
The VIP people. But I wasn't encroaching at all, but they like pointed it out to a bouncer. It was like, you got to keep this here. So I got no room to work and I like to move and groove. And I'm the biggest one of my posse that was there. So I felt bad because I feel like I was blocking them all in.
Right.
There was some random 20-some-year-old with his friend, and he like filmed the entire set, whatever, but I could tell he was like kind of stiff, but he saw me kind of grooving. And I do this thing where I'm waiting for somebody to get pissed, but it hasn't happened yet. Like especially if I'm a little toasty, and I was roasty and toasty, dude, because I didn't have to drive. So I was feeling good. I was feeling myself. But anyway, like if a song I like comes on, I'll like start belting out the lyrics and I'll just grab somebody next to me and like grab their shoulder and sing to them. And I don't know why. And I'm waiting to just get punched for molesting
the wrong person. Yeah.
But no, it was a good time, man. I got this nice little sweater and, yeah, dude, he kills it, man. He kills it. He's so good.
I'm not saying he's not talented.
Live, dude.
He's boring.
I'm telling you, he's coming to Cincinnati in like May or June. It's at the Taft Theater. You can sit down if you're not doing anything. I will literally buy your ticket.
I'll take a nap.
Yeah, I'll go there and take a nap. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy yourself, man, for sure. So that was pretty much it. I got back in town yesterday, vegged out on some zombies, was playing some zombies with like some 12 and 13 year old randoms. You know, no big deal.
Happy birthday yesterday, Dale Ball.
Ooh,
speaking of Dale, little Xbox action. Happy birthday, Dale Ball.
Yeah, no, I was trying to play with him instead, but Dale Ball, I'm sure, was doing birthday things.
Of course.
Selfish bastard. And then
the Cinnamon Factory.
Yeah.
The tour.
The cinnamon sticks ain't going to roast themselves, Poppy. Just like some Wonka-esque. Oh, I got derailed. Well, yeah, Steve was basically with his woman. That was the end of that story. Yeah. So, but saw the new Wonka movie. I shouldn't say I saw
it. I want to see it because I'm a huge fan of the Gene Wilder one.
I got to give it another chance. We turned it off early, just not because like we didn't like it or whatever, but it was like, it is a musical, which
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Yeah. Makes sense thinking of the first one. And I felt the first one was like more organic musical, but this was like boom, course, in your face, prancing, dancing.
Like a Disney.
Yeah, like before the Oompa Loompas were doing it. But like, I don't know, something about Timothy Shyamalan. Timothy Knight Shyamalan.
Me and Marissa actually just recently, because she had never really seen the Gene Wilder one more than like one time.
Oh, yeah.
I had never seen the Johnny Depp one more than one time.
I think I've only seen Johnny Depp one time.
And the Johnny Depp one was better than what I remember it being, but it's still not good. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't stand a chance versus the Gene Wilder
one. The OG one. Yeah. So like, yeah, like I said, wasn't terrible, and I'm not anti-musical, but I got to like kind of be in a certain headspace, so, you know, and it's kind of hard to get your snuggle on.
When they're just breaking out into fucking songs.
But speaking of Timothy Knight Shyamalan, I did see Dune 2 also. I don't know if you saw like the first
one. So Woody's a huge Dune fan. I was messing with him. Have you seen the popcorn bucket thing?
Yes. Like,
Okay. So I texted him something about that, making fun of him. But yeah, I know Woody's really into it, and like I know about like the concept of spice and stuff. But that's about as far as my knowledge
spice
of
Dune goes. I'm pretty sure I bought some of that shit off one of the townies up at BG.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's good. The first one, both parts are very long because what Blockbuster movie isn't 3 hours anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But what was nice is the first one is still really good, but it's a lot of setting stuff up. There's a lot of characters to introduce. Huge ensemble cast, which normally when that happens, I feel like they're trying to cram too much in and it just doesn't, it feels forced. This felt organic because there are so many characters. But then part two hits and it's just boom, 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 right off the rip.
Just your blood pumping.
Well, not really, because we ended up getting accidentally margarita drunk beforehand. It was St. Patty's Day, so had to keep, or no, it was, well, it was Rattlesnake Day.
Yeah.
I just remembered our St. Patty's Day tradition of just drinking tequila on St. Patty's
and then Irish whiskey Jameson on Cinco.
Got some movie time, man. No popcorn bucket, sadly, which sucks because I just threw my Fleshlight out.
I know.
So that would have been
a great replacement.
Some movie night butter. But yeah, that was pretty much it, man.
You literally have lived a lifetime in between now and then. Way more busy than me.
I'll tell you another thing too. I don't know if you're familiar with it. You might have to pull it up. Are you familiar that of the mobile Waffle House?
Yes, I am. Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about.
With the catering that you were looking
at? Yeah. So I emailed them about that for our wedding, and that's only do it in Georgia.
Stupid.
Yeah. And so they said you can their only catering options outside of Georgia. You just have to try to work locally with your restaurant. And that sounds like a nightmare, and you have to facilitate. No.
Okay. Cause I just picture closing time at the bar, you're hammered, you cash out, you step out the door, and then that freaking Waffle House bus.
Well, that's a side thing I didn't even think about, cause the venue we're getting married at is literally right across the, it's in the bar district.
Yeah.
And if we just had a Waffle House truck posted up outside the venue for our people, which is where it would have been, they would have probably had to we'd had to give out tickets to to fend off the people in the neighborhood.
Everybody
in
OTR would be
trying to get in on the Waffle House, dude.
Bro, that would be awesome too. I would love to just eat a chocolate chip waffle in front of somebody, just
in a suit, dude. On the sidewalk.
And you got the breakfast spread for your wedding.
Yeah, dude.
Are you getting maple syrup?
Yeah, it comes with maple syrup.
Dude, I'm on borrowed time.
Yeah, and there's
that
waffles.
On borrowed time.
We do have waffles. It's just not the Waffle House.
I'm going to have to bring a change of clothes. So with that being said,
yeah,
do you want me? So obviously I am getting a suit, but for the ceremony itself, I'm down for a wardrobe change. You want me to do the garb, or would you rather me not? Like I got the priest collar.
No, I think the plan for you is to just have you either... I don't think we have it official yet, but the dudes are wearing gray. I'm wearing blue. And then either you'll wear gray like them, or we thought about having you just in a black suit. Not like a priest thing, but just a black suit.
It's like a funeral. That's depressing.
Well, then you can wear the gray suit.
Yeah,
no, but that's the idea there. But yeah, we're stoked about the breakfast, dude. That's a cool one.
Yeah.
Also, circling back, RIP to the Mango Jewel Pod, dude.
Oh, man.
So, if you remember, that one wasn't as harsh.
I don't remember. So, I don't remember that because, unfortunately, when I hopped on the Jewel train, I only got a couple months before they just discontinued. Even before, like, it got banned, I don't know if it's just because they didn't sell them or what, but they discontinued that. And I honestly liked the creme brulee one, dude.
Which is disgusting.
So
here's why. Wow. Here's why. From back in the day, I'll circle back to the mango thing. Oh, but back in the day, when I worked at Speedway, you have the powdered, like, cappuccino stuff that's in the machines, and then it just comes out with hot water.
Yeah,
and it mixes that powder.
Yeah,
that powder smells exactly how a creme brulee Jewel Pod tasted and smelled, and it just made me think of just vaping Speedway coffee powder, dude.
Man,
and I
don't
was like,
get your tainted memories out of my life.
I was like, I can't do it.
I think that's on you, Bubba.
But the reason why is because must have been when you did it. So Jewels weren't banned yet, but they self-restricted to try to prevent a ban on themselves to only menthol and tobacco flavors.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes
sense.
So,
because there was talk of that happening through legislation anyway, but instead of, they were trying to be like, here, we'll do something in good faith as long as you don't ban us, and it was all on borrowed time anyway.
They got the old stanky banky after all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's exactly why you couldn't find those when you first started. That's how that happened. I had you pan slightly to the left. That shouldn't
give me
matter,
back.
Though.
Give me back. Just keep panning me. I want to go from one ear to the other.
Yeah. So I got a kind of a bone to pick with you. Not necessarily a bone to pick, just a fundamental difference that I realized the other day.
I got plenty of bones that can be picked.
I saved this one for this, but I realized that you're a Friday nightman. Right. Okay. That's who you are to your core.
Yeah.
I'm a Saturday nightman. So what I mean by that is, if I could choose in an ideal world, the party night that I want to have, I want that to be Saturday. And I understand
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
I got Saturday night fever, bro. And so
I'm hitting them Friday night lights.
You're hitting them Friday nights. I got Saturday night fever. And the reason why I believe that is because I don't have the stress of work bogging me down Friday during the day. I can live my life during the day Friday, and I can just prep. That way I can throw it the F down on Saturday night. And then I have Sunday to recover.
Bro, the stress of work is what fuels me. You think I'm trying to have a good time? I'm trying to escape. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Of course. Yeah, that's the whole reason I'm doing it. Saturday, man, because I got juice in me too from interacting. And Saturday, man, if I'm left to my own devices, I'm probably not going to get out of my underwear. I'm probably going to, unless I've got something going on. And then by the time the nighttime hits, I'm just kicked. And so, like, I just resort to, you know, whatever. But I mean, I'm not opposed to Saturdays, but Friday.
I'm not opposed to Fridays.
So what happens? I don't set out to be a Friday man. It just kind of happens. And so, like, I'll be sitting there and I'm winded down and I've ate dinner and I don't have to wind down for bed. So what do? So I hop on, usually Dalebo and Steed are on Xbox. So one drink leads to two drinks. But dude, I will tell you, I get surprisingly drunk.
You don't have to tell me. I interact with you. This podcast isn't the only time I talk to you. And that's how this came up, is every Friday you're just getting torched.
Because I pour them fat, man. Because a lot of times I'll just pour a glass full of whiskey, throw an ice cube in it, and I'll just kind of sip on it. And then So like, I don't even know. I don't measure. I just go to the top of the glass. And then if I'm making like this past Friday, I made old fashions. And so I pour like two or three shots in, and you're sitting down for the matches. Like for me, I was playing zombies. So those are like
long,
like almost an hour long session. Yeah. So I polish off one of those. I'll stand up. I'll get another one. That's like three shots. And then the last one I made was another old fashioned. And then like, I just poured this shorter glass, probably three shots in that. And I polished.
You got to run the dishwasher after you're done with this. You're using every damn glass.
Honestly. Yeah. Because like, I got the muddler, I got the little spoon. I got a freaking school lunch tray that I use as a cutting board. I got knives. I got juicers. I got shot glasses. It's an event. I pamper myself. I was smoking them, if you recall.
Yeah.
And so that's what got me excited was I wanted I got that butane torch.
I think
I wanted
the fucking smoker, dude, is a crock of shit.
I like it.
I don't think it does anything to it.
It gives your first couple sips, it does. So what I was finding me doing is I was going back and re-upping the smoke.
Like, maybe, because, yeah,
it's your first couple sips. And then, like, dude, think of a lot of your taste is kind of tied to your smell.
For sure.
You're definitely smelling that.
When it gets to you.
When it gets to you.
Because I've had, like, fancy places where I get one of those.
You ain't had a roux fashion.
I've had your pork chops. But I get it, and I'm like, I think this is just a normal cocktail. They just smoked it.
But yeah, so what ends up happening is by match three, I'll stand up to go to the bathroom and about fall down because I'm sitting down the whole time. And that's usually when they get off, that's when I start listening to music, and I just start texting you and talk like, listen to this Kurt Vile song, and you guys just rip me to shreds.
We'll just rip you
to shreds. Just a sad Friday drunk, man, this Kurt Vile gets me.
Talking about you were hitting the old country tunes too, listening to all that. But yeah. You just get that energy on Friday. For me, Friday is when you get off. It's just recovery then, because that's when I do my do nothing. I just chill.
That's when I'm doing my due diligence.
I just relax, and then now I'm mentally free Saturday to enjoy myself all day, and then give it the business Saturday night.
So,
and then I still have recovery Sunday.
But what I like, man. Especially the older I get, and especially if I want to go hard in the paint, I would prefer a Friday. Saturday, what it's got going for you, you can kind of get started earlier.
Yeah.
But Friday, if I go heavy, dude, Saturday's a wash on recovery. And then I got a Sunday fun day where I'm not having to worry about feeling like a piece of shit, and I can try to get stuff done.
I can see that.
There's a method to my math.
There's pros and cons.
I used to be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I mean, yeah, in our youth when we had the juice.
In our youths.
The problem for me with Friday too is I think just you've been running full steam all week and you've been running full steam Friday, and then you keep that steam running.
Hit the brakes, baby.
You gotta burn out.
You gotta throw that brick wall in front of you and wake yourself up. So, but yeah, man. I mean, I've never really even paid attention to it until you brought it up.
Yeah, well, because I noticed it. I was
Friday,
like,
man. I go, yeah, I guess I am.
You're a Friday man, dude. I'm a Saturday.
Friday is the best day of the week, I think, because you're done with work and you know you've got all weekend. So I'm excited too. Like, I know I got Saturday and Sunday. So with the days of the week, now this kind of brings this up, all right? What is your least favorite day of the week?
I'm going to probably give my least favorite day of the week, and this isn't just because it's the stereotypical answer. My least favorite day of the week is Monday, and that's because it didn't always used to be Monday. But now that's when I have, like, most of my, like, internal meetings. And it just – so not only are you starting your work week, it takes so long. It's one of my longest perception-wise days of how long it feels. And that day could have – like, if you just move that stuff to Wednesday, Wednesday will now be perceptually the longest day.
Oh, wow.
It just – and it didn't used to be that. So my answer wouldn't have always been Monday, but now it has moved to that. And that's – that because of that, that's my least favorite day of the week. Besides that, honestly, Wednesdays are probably pretty bad because it's where you're stuck right in the middle. I don't like being right in the middle. The closer I get to the end, I'm sure you're going to be like, I hate Thursdays or Fridays.
I start walking
because I'm right towards the end. But I get excited by getting close to that end. And although when you're getting ready to start a vacation, the last day before your vacation will always feel like it's 400 years long. But
and then the day coming back, whatever day it's on, the day coming, that snap back to reality.
Is so bad.
I will literally have a mental breakdown.
Same.
Existential
Same.
Crisis, whole nine yards.
You debate your entire life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My least favorite day of the week, and it has been forever. Tuesdays, dude. Tuesdays.
Okay.
Let me tell you right now, remember these words.
Yeah.
If it's going to be something bad that happens to you, it's going to happen on a Tuesday. Because you're not expecting it, man.
It is an unexpected
it's
day.
It's unexpected.
It is an, I'll
and
give you
it's
that.
The
I'll
only day of the week that doesn't have something going on for it. So Mondays, Manic Mondays.
Hating on tacos, bro.
Well, now that's about the... Why do you think Taco Tuesday was invented?
They had to do something. Yes, they had to do something. I see.
Okay?
I see.
Work with me here.
I'm working with you.
Manic Mondays. Everybody hates Mondays. First day of the week. Hey, somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Wednesday, hump day. Thursday, Friday Eve. Friday, it's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday really speak for themselves.
Yes, they do.
They need
do.
Nothing.
Sunday's barely up there, though, if we're being honest. Sunday's in there by default.
Well, I was just going to say, what's funny is where you're talking about you're excited on Friday. If at any point I think about having to go back to work, the only time I'm truly happy is when I forget that I have to go back to work. And there's these pockets of time where I can forget that. And on the weekends, that might be why I'm a Saturday man. Maybe it's right in the middle enough to where I can forget. Because it doesn't matter if it's Friday at 10 p.m. If I think about having to go back, I'm bummed, dude.
Yeah. But Tuesday, what is there for Tuesday?
Yeah, I
except
can taco, see that.
Except the man-made Taco
except
Tuesday.
Except the man-made
but,
Taco
And then another Tuesday. Thing is I feel like on Monday, you're fully on guard, right?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, you're like, everything's going to suck. Psh, psh,
You just got your shit deflectors like pow, pow.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoop-ah, whoop-ah.
Friday, you're dude, like, please let me just finish this.
But I'm not kidding, man. If it goes awry, anytime I'm held up, anytime something just devastating happens, it's always on a Tuesday, man. Mark my words, mark my words.
One day, I'd like to just get you your full temper on display on camera, dude. I want that.
Keep trying.
I want that bubble to burst one day.
Catch me on a Tuesday. Let's move the podcast.
I'm about to. If we get to the point where we can have some subscribers or stuff, I'll start a secret channel, dude, and I'll have them feed me ideas to try to get you to blow up.
Damn, dude, put a booger in my face. Don't though, man.
I won't. Because also I gotta save that for like actual self defense.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a weapon, and I need it for self defense.
So at work the other day, we had a meeting that people were raising their concerns and stuff. We meet with the workers every now and then without getting into too much. But one thing came up and it was like, can we do something about the booger wall in front of the urinal? And it's like, honey, and it was our janitor. She's female.
Right.
But it's like, honey, listen. That's a tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme.
It is.
It's our burden to bear. You know, my entire life, I'm 34 now, and when I was 4 years old, the one constant has been booger walls, bro. And then, right, you know, yeah. Every man knows what I'm talking about.
There are, unfortunately, bloody. They're bloody, dude.
And they're just eye level.
Eye level.
And you want to talk about vulnerability, brother. And so I said, sister, I promise you, if we could do something about it,
we would.
But short of having a bathroom attendant and a putty scraper, that just ain't happening.
Why is there just an inherent human element to, hey, there's a wall that I can see, and why does it always a bloody booger?
And it's like, bro, you got the urinal right there. I get you're cleaning out the cavities. You're in your safe space. Get it. Nothing on, because you're washing your hands, hopefully, afterwards. Just flick them things down in the water. Yeah. I don't want to look at. And what's crazy is I feel like we're the minority, because never have I felt.
I've done some gross stuff in my day. I have done some seriously gross stuff in my day, and I'm sure over time we'll get into those things.
But, dude, that's what I was
but one thing that I have never done is I have never picked my nose and wiped it on a bathroom wall.
So we are in the minority, dude, and that is based purely on my observations on this earth.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't get it.
And, yeah, and I'm not high and mighty. Let's get that clear. I can be gross.
Yeah.
That's one I've not done.
That's gnarly. And, like, Because you know me, dude. I can take puke. Yes. I can take poop. I can take blood. I can take everything. Boogers. And I don't know. I wonder if, like, when I was a kid, like, I wonder what truly, because, like, something catastrophic had to have happened to me. But I, like, I see a booger, dude, and I am just done, tapped out. That's a wrap, man. I freeze. It's like the fight or flight. I just freeze.
That's hilarious, dude. It is. It's true. But I've literally had to use that as a self-defense weapon against you my entire life. It's always in my back pocket, figuratively.
Ooh, yeah, dude. Don't be. Actually, I'd rather. That's the gentleman's way of disposing them. Put them in your back pocket. Just keep them. Put them wherever the hell you want. Just keep them off our walls.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. That is a weird phenomenon. I wonder why the hell that happens.
Just gross dudes doing gross things.
Yeah.
Being little dirty butts. Hey, speaking of using things as a weapon in the bathroom.
Hey, there we go.
Just got my, so I ordered the new gear from Amazon. Yep. Got those snakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For my tub, man. I'm getting, mm-hmm. I have gone through gallons of Drano.
Right.
I mean, it's like a biweekly occurrence. Right. I have plunged my shower. Like, they are old pipes, but, like, dude, like, that water will run for a couple minutes and it's ankle deep.
Yeah.
And you already know I'm a steamer.
Oh, yeah, I'm a steamer.
My morning routine, mm-hmm. I will sit on the toilet regardless of
the shower. I'm not. I'll be in a, I'll take a very long hot shower.
Turn that heat on full blast, close the door, get it real hot, get it sticky, get it sweaty in that beast. And I'm just on there. I got to do my Wordle. You know, maybe there's some Sudoku, something to get the brain woke up, scroll my IG, scroll my Reddit. Then by the time I hop in, dude, I'm knee deep and it sucks. So I need you. I don't understand how it works. Like, I don't, it's okay. Like very flimsy and plastic.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
I don't,
it is. I'll show you. So they're very sharp too. And you can cut yourself.
You said
on them.
That, but I didn't notice. I was touching them and it didn't feel.
Well, if you just touch them, but if like you would accidentally like pull yeah, one, that's if what you would accidentally saying, pull yeah. one across you, you're getting cut, but, you kind of feed it into the drain. I'll show you, but you feed it into the drain. And then literally just jerk the thing off, dude.
How
pull
do you,
it
do,
in
how
and
do
out.
You do it again? Let just, me see that motion
just,
one more
just
time.
Just pull it in and out, bro.
So that might be what my Friday chores. I'll get good and sauced and try to.
What a time to do it. That. Great time. Great. I did always say that about you. You always make sound decisions.
I just don't like doing boring things. So I don't know if I'm drunk. That doesn't sound like an alcoholic at all. If I drink, it makes it interesting for me.
It's funny. Yeah, it's a lifesaver, dude. Those things, because I was in the same boat in this place. I was doing the Drano thing, and it cleared up for a day or two. And what it is, dude, it wasn't even us. It's just years
just
and years
crap.
Of it being abused. I find all kinds of stuff, dude, in our little kitchen drawer out there. The amount of stuff that has fallen back there over time, like stuff that is not ours.
Word.
And like nothing you want, but just like kitchen utensils. But yeah, I've found all kinds of stuff around here. But yeah, I'll show you how to do that.
Yeah. Speaking of show and tell, all right, that video I sent you.
Yep.
Okay, so do you remember Crazy Town, Butterfly? Come, my lady.
Yes.
Come, my lady.
I was alive
You're
in
my
the
butterfly.
90s.
Sugar, baby. Okay, I don't know how I came across this. It had to have come up in my YouTube algorithm. Have you seen that dude lately?
No.
He's 49 going on 62. Dude looks rough. He looks like a couple of employees I got rid of it. We literally, we've gone through this service where they'll like, get some of the dregs of society to come in, and because we just pay for the day, and so the labor will spike up, but the next day it might go down, so we'll get some of these day players. And you want to talk about a ragtag bunch. I'm certain that I've seen this guy work in our facility, but just pull it up. The dude's name is Shifty Shellshock. I thought it was Shifty McSomething, but it's
Shifty
Shellshock. With dude, but
was
dude,
this always his name even back in the day?
That I don't know.
Because like, did he just play a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game? And
I'd like to think
himself.
He didn't come across this later, because why would he choose a name that he cannot pronounce? Because this dude's got no teeth. And like,
let's give it a play.
Skip ahead to like 2 minutes.
All right,
right there is fine. Go ahead. He's got them moves like Jaeger.
Dude.
But yeah, let me.
So literally, I would have never even, like, I would guess they got some crackhead off the street. Like, that doesn't resemble, like, so I'm clearly not a Crazy Town butterfly fan. That doesn't even sound anything remotely close to how that song sounds.
That is years of your vocal cords just being messed up. And you want to know a fun game I was just thinking of driving? Say Shifty Shell Shock.
Shifty
Shell Shock five times.
Shifty
fast.
Shell Shock. Shifty Shell Shock. Shifty.
Shifty Shell Shock. Shuck Sherman. Seashore.
Also, just the scene they're in. It's just like a half, like, well, a guitar center.
It's like, is this
place.
A VFW? Are they at a VFW?
That has a little guitar room in it. Straight up. But and who are these people? This guy shouldn't be allowed around him.
No, dude. He should be. Yeah, he needs to stay back. He's a little young pup. But yeah, I thought that just blew my mind because, like you said, would never sounds nothing like him.
Sounds nothing. Doesn't look like
him.
Well,
also in my head, Butterfly came out like 10 years ago. But dude, that's been like 25 years.
It has to be the 90s, right?
99. Okay. So we're 24. You're talking a quarter of a century. And that has not been kind to that dude.
Let's see what year. I know this is what everybody wants to know. 2000. October 2000.
Whatever, round
up. 90s, 2000. We're right in there. Yeah, that's crazy, dude. That guy is, I would like to know. It's got to be.
Pull up what he looked like.
Shifty Shell Shock right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's in 2009, so not even quite as bad yet. You can see it starting to come on.
But look at him in his, younger days.
Shifty Shell Shock, dude.
He looks like every 90s, like.
He does.
You could have confused him for, like, Sugar Ray.
He does. Crazy Town 2000. Let's just look at a picture of the band.
Yeah, just a
regular 90s dude. Yeah, looked like he hopped out of a 2000 movie.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, meth will get you.
I thought that was funny, man. I was like,
I think we're just working up. We have to have one meth reference every episode. Somebody that's methed out.
What was our meth? Oh, truckers.
The truckers. I'll cover I got like two news articles.
All right. Well, before you get into that, because you reminded me with that young kid being too close to Shifty Shell Shock in there. And then speaking of our last episode, I was thinking more about this Diddler Island.
Diddler Island, yeah.
So we kind of went from a Big Brother style mansion to Epstein's Island, kind of a tinge of Survivor. But the idea is you take every celebrity that was accused of sexual assault.
Every high-profile diddler.
Every high-profile throw them on the same island. Let them interact with only each other. I was kind of thinking, like, you know, if we've got eight people on that island, give enough food for seven people. start throwing some weapons in there, seeing, you know. But then it got me thinking even more, who's your roster? What's our roster? What's our roster? Okay, so go ahead and give me. We'll just go back and forth because I got a couple.
I'm gonna have to Google. I don't just keep it. I don't just keep an index.
Did it were coming to me all
of
week?
Famous diddlers.
So what prompted it last time is Jared Fogler. So famous footwear. You're typing in famous diddlers.
Famous diddlers isn't gonna yield anything.
Try it. Type it in. Famous diddlers.
Famous diddlers.
See what comes up.
The art of diddling.
click at what is diddling? Diddling means something else?
Slapstick science and anti-modernism.
They're
in the
slapping
film,
somebody's
so.
Stick.
That is hilarious. List of kitty diddlers just dropped.
I don't know. I'm sorry, but that's hilarious. Crossword celebrity cryptid. All right, go back to your famous footwear.
Famous
Jared Fogle by default. He's on Diddler Island.
He has to be. He's a very, very famous people who are registered sex offenders. This gets a little tricky because we're looking for diddlers specifically. That's gonna be hard.
You want to just hear my list?
Yeah, because I don't keep this index. Yeah,
I'm gonna say stuff, and you're gonna be like, oh,
yeah.
All right, we got Jared Fogle.
Okay, belongs.
R. Kelly.
Belongs. And a lot of,
he'll try to sing himself out of it.
And some of them got their own little specialty.
Yeah.
Like they have their own special attack for the other ones.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
we got to diversify. Danny Masterson.
Oh, the 70s show guy.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Danny Masterson.
Yep. I don't know a ton of, I know he did, but I don't know a ton of this.
Who is the Elder Diddler? Who was spiking them Jell-O pudding pops?
Bill Cosby.
The real deal.
I should have at least came up with that
That's
one.
That's what I'm saying. Cuba Gooding Jr., which I didn't... I didn't realize until I was looking up, speaking of contestants, allegedly, we got P. Diddler Combs, Sean P. Diddler Combs.
That's right, yeah.
At the very least, maybe, you know, if results are inconclusive, maybe he could be the host. he's got reality TV show experience. Remember the Making a Band?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Absolutely.
Carl Malone, I guess, which...
Dude, I just heard about that so recently, within the last, few months.
And it's just because, I think it was, when he was, 20, and she was, 13 or something crazy like that.
And it was and it happened early in his career.
Yeah,
and that
but yeah,
sort of
no,
stuff,
for
like,
sure. I mean, that's definitely
road.
Old enough to know you shouldn't be...
For sure.
You shouldn't be sowing them oats. And then Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he still alive? Did he die in prison?
I don't know.
I know his cock a little bit fell off. You're trying to keep yourself censored.
He is
Harley Weinstone.
He is.
Oh, he's
alive.
Throw him on the island.
Throw him on
whatever's
the island.
Whatever's left of him, whatever last little bit's left of him. That's who I got so far.
I don't know anything about it yet. I'm gonna watch the documentary, but I've been seeing a lot about the Nickelodeon guy.
Dude, just watched it. I didn't know about that.
Me neither.
Had no idea, and I watched so many of those shows growing up.
See, I didn't really watch. I don't think I watched the ones he was on.
Oh, dude,
All that. The list I read, it was like the stuff
iCarly,
that was after my time.
Yeah.
Stuff
I kind of
like
fell
that.
Off.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of aged out of that stuff. He didn't. I watched that doc, and then it obviously showed some clips, but somebody on Reddit had posted a clip of just all this Ariana Grande, I think. It was Ariana Grande, when she was young. And it was dude, those are shot for shot, porn. It is unsettling. When you watch it, you're there's no way that was on Nickelodeon. And then the amount, and a lot of everybody gives him shit, which 100%, there's no denying that he was fetishizing it's gross.
Right.
But then, dude, think of how many parents are on set, the crew, produce.
Yeah.
It ain't just on him,
and
dude.
Because, bro,
the
then
network,
people get blinded and they just see fame and money and they'll destroy their kids just to do
it. I mean, as much as I hate the rag on Nickelodeon, man, but it's like, you guys are all guilty.
You guys are all guilty.
You had a scapegoat, but you're all good. But it is creepy, gross, and unsaid. Throw him,
throw him
on the island.
Put him on the island.
Who's the first to go? I think him. He looks like a softie. Yeah,
he looks
him
like
or,
a softie.
Him or Jared Fogel. I want to see them diddle to the death. and that could be elimination
to
mode.
To each other. Yeah. Whoever can diddle the other one.
The two losers of the challenge have to have a diddle off. They have to see how much R. Kelly's piss they can fit in their mouth.
It's ridiculous.
All right, let's hear what's going
Netflix,
on.
Netflix, if you're looking, Netflix, if you're looking for an idea.
No, HBO.
HBO, if you're looking for an idea, we got you.
Yeah.
Just call us.
I'm down with Netflix for the Diddler Island, but the documentary's on HBO.
Yeah. If you guys are looking for content, we can bring it. this is far less exciting than Diddler Island, but... Did you see the guy that died and he's the longest living man that ever or longest living person that ever lived in an iron lung?
Oh yeah, I did actually. Yeah, I did see that. Dude, I'd be like, why did you let me live this long in an iron? Because he was there when he was a kid, dude.
Yeah, so
I read that dude's never touched his wiener or had his wiener touched. Think about that. Yeah,
that's true.
Think about that.
That's true. That
think
is true.
About that.
He seemed to live a fairly happy life as best as you can, because he did get it when he was 5 years old, And side note, what's funny is like my knowledge of Iron Lungs comes from cartoons. As
yeah,
kid.
Yeah. Like, Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, like
that clown in the Iron Lung painting.
Yeah, that's like the only time you see an Iron Lung in our lifetime, really, is through cartoons. And it seemed like something that you're going to encounter, like that in Quicksand. Seems like something you're just going to like have to deal with a lot in adulthood. But so he got put in that thing when he's 5 years old. And basically the way that works is it just pressurizes you and it does the breathing for you.
Right.
Some interesting stuff along the way is there would be power outages and stuff, and his parents and then like the neighbors would all run over and pitch in to help manually pump this thing.
Oh,
to keep
wow.
him alive.
I never even would have thought of that, dude.
Yeah, I read that and that was interesting. So this dude ended up being a lawyer. He paints with his mouth. So you're like, how did he become a lawyer? And was a trial lawyer in a courtroom, would sit in a wheelchair that was modified to where it was like him like standing
up. So he
up.
Can get mobile.
Well, here. So here's how. I didn't even know this was possible. So there's a breathing technique that he can learn. It's not the way we normally breathe, but that he could learn to where he could breathe outside of that thing. At the end of his life, he figured it out to where he could get out of there for roughly 3 hours. Is how long he had where he could be outside of the Iron Lung.
Dude, good for him, man.
And it started to where he always wanted a dog. And so, like, his caretakers or whatever, whether it was parents, I don't know that exact scenario, but they told him, if you can learn this breathing technique and you can get out of here for 5 minutes, well, you can get a dog. And so he released an autobiography, and it was something called, like, 5 minutes for a dog or something like that. That's, like, what the title of it was. But yeah, he was able to like learn that breathing technique, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, build it up to 3 hours. I believe he graduated from the University of Texas with his law degree, got accepted by the bar, I believe in the '80s. Actually was a trial lawyer and he did that. And yeah, he painted with his mouth.
I guess
stuff.
You got time to read up on law, man. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, for sure. And
good for him, dude.
And yeah, he
you got me wanting to watch. And I'm certainly there's got to be interviews.
Yeah,
with this guy.
I just was doing this research. I spent probably an hour last night just reading just so I could talk about
me,
it today. But he in 2023, like a year before he died, he started a TikTok. He ended up with like 330,000 followers and just like kind of was like, talking about how really how he has lived a good life and like how he's enjoyed himself and da da da. He's glad that he was at least able to live in whatever capacity he could. And then he was also like, one thing I thought that was funny that they included in the article, he was like, because there's people that like don't do the polio vaccine anymore. And that's like where he got that from. And we've pretty much eliminated that from society. And he was like, please. he's like, trust me, get this shit done. But I just thought that, like, I just think that's funny.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
Look
man.
At the dude in the Iron Lung and listen to that guy. Like,
yeah, I
for
mean,
sure.
Man.
And clearly, he's a pretty smart guy.
Here we are talking about killing ourselves on a Monday. Coming back
I know.
To him,
I know.
This guy just enduring.
Enduring.
I'm
dude.
Glad you told me that because I started, like, thinking about him and how sad it would be to only. Because, like, one thing I remember from, like, the picture I saw was, like, he's got, like, some kind of little gecko magnet. And it's like, that's probably the only thing he stares at that, like, get I don't know, man.
In this guy's case,
could not imagine.
In this guy's case, and I'm sure this helped, and this is total speculation just based on what I read, seems like he probably had a pretty good support system.
Obviously,
like,
yeah.
Like people
man.
That like took care of him and like entertained him and like obviously like worked with him, like doing the dog thing. Like that's a good little goal because he's.
I bet you he got that.
That
thing touched. You tell me all that, dude. I bet you he got it figured.
He said
out.
That support system goes a little deeper.
Yeah,
than you think
it does.
It does.
Here, it does. They had another little pump. They had a gerbil on a hamster on a hamster wheel.
Working
that,
a flashlight,
working
dude.
That bad boy. He got a little oil rig down. Texas tea, boy.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that fella got that thing touched.
That's funny, dude. But yeah, so that was the first news story. The second one is actually out of Ohio.
Okay.
So this, I think she's like 30. She
sounds hot.
Well, wait till you hear this. So had a like a 15-month-old baby, bro. And just goes on a vacation, dude.
Yeah, like a 10-day vacation
dude,
or something.
Literally 10 days, went to Detroit and Puerto Rico and just left the baby, dude.
I read the headline, but I do not know any of the details.
I mean,
at
that
all.
Is pretty much the details. So she, I guess she piloted the experience and left the baby for like 2 days, like shortly before she went on this vacation. But yeah, went to Detroit and Puerto Rico, was out partying at the bars, and like, what are you
thinking?
Like, what are you thinking?
Like, and you mean to tell me, I mean, obviously you don't, you know, I get people's hesitation with a babysitter when they're that young. Obviously you don't give a shit. Right, because you left the baby. So at that point, just find a babysitter, dude. Like,
my God.
Jesus Christ,
but that was just, like, mind-blowing to me.
That's
like,
insane.
It's crazy somebody can be that, like, that's pure delusion, dude. Like, to and then gets back and is, like, calls the cops like, they'll babysit.
Man,
it's like, of course.
It's almost as if that baby would have been better off aborted.
That's a fantastic argument.
Just saying.
Just saying. Instead of suffering 7 days of 7 to 10 days of hell.
Because obviously that mama weren't fit.
No. But yeah, I just had that. That just was mind blowing. I had to.
Yeah,
bring
what
that
a piece,
up.
Dude.
In something that's a little more fun, right? That's pretty dark. But
now we're going to talk about the iron lung and the dead baby.
Something that's a little more fun is, let's say you had access to a time machine. I was thinking about this, right? So you have access to a time machine, but you can literally only do like really insignificant, stupid shit, right? Okay, so you can't do anything of any substance, right? So the reason I was thinking about this is how this idea came up. I was thinking about a really funny thing to do, and I guess it has to be insignificant for you, for the user, because this might be significant for you. But I was like, you know what I would do? I would take a camera. And I would go back and I would take Rooner to like a Brooks and Dunn concert in like 1995.
Age now or age five?
Age now. Age now. It's a time machine, dude. So we go back in time and I'm taking you to like some of those like 90s country, like that's insignificant, right? But I was like, I think I would like that experience.
You're
I think.
Playing with fire. I would love the experience. And I love that you think it would be insignificant. That's the only thing that trips me out, man. All things considered, I kind of like where I'm at in life. I mean, relatively, it could be in an iron lung.
Right, yeah.
I could have been left for dead at age 10 months.
Yeah.
Okay. We go to a Brooks and Dunn concert. The two of us, especially together, who have a history of just, if anything weird and out of the ordinary, like, happens to me, like, it's me and you together.
Yeah.
Like crazy stories. So, like, we're just electrifying, man, and truly,
right.
like you know, like, without getting into any details, like, some of the stuff that we've encountered.
Right.
Bro, if we're both rootin' tootin', stinky, banky drunk, we're going to draw a lot of attention.
In the 90s.
And there's a reality where that we go viral at a Brooks and Dunn concert, which...
Even in the 90s.
Now... I mean, but if we're just like dipping a toe.
People don't have cameras, though. How are we going to go viral?
Dude, if you. Concert footage. They still filmed concerts in the 90s.
Yeah, they did. They
okay?
did.
And Brooks and Dunn was a pretty big act back then. Like, dude, I don't know. But again, if we're just going back, rooting, tooting, and then we dip out, even if we had an impact, nobody would know it was us. We wouldn't tell our identification to anybody. Nobody would know it was us, and we would have just vanished back into thin air back in 2024. Okay. That seems harmless enough, but I've seen enough Ashton Kutcher movies to know that it's a dangerous game.
So basically, you're saying you would have any hesitations, period, traveling in time.
I would have, unless we're talking about magic. If magic is the means by which we're doing it and not science... So, if not through science, but by magic, okay? Because then if I had a gay Ron's tea, nothing's going to get affected. You're going to come, it's just a time out from reality as we know it. Time back in when you go have your fun. That's the only way I would do that.
That's funny.
I'm trying to think of what I would do.
Like
what
an
I would
insignificant
do.
Thing that you would do? Yeah, because obviously if you allow significant things, people are going to hit you with like big
I
things
would,
that
like,
you can do.
Go somewhere, I don't know, like maybe New York or San Francisco back then.
And just kind of see
just
how
go
far back
out.
You going.
I don't know, dude. A part of me wants to go back to the Wild West 1800s. But
you're
a
getting killed.
Big part of me doesn't want to get smacked by a velvet glove and just shot to death.
You're getting killed, bro.
Nazi Germany.
It would be crazy to see that in, like, glorify it, but to see it, I'm sure it would be nuts. Or just, from a historical perspective.
Yeah, man.
When you said New York, I'm thinking, like, if you could go back when, like, Ellis Island
was
popping.
I would have went through the 90s, man, because, like, I don't know, dude. I feel like I'm glad that we're only, 34 now. But, like, a part of me wishes I was born in, like, 80, so, like, I could have, like, been more of an adult through the 90s and early 2000s, especially, like, you still get a taste of the technology, but like, you're not fully enveloped in it, because, like, I don't know, man, I romanticize that time, because I do remember what that was like, but I was just so young.
It's also funny you say 90s New York, because I just read a thing about how, like, 80s, 90s New York is, like, the shittiest era.
Well, I knew 80s was rough, but I thought Giuliani came through in, like, the 90s and really, like,
Cleaned it up.
Yeah,
but
I'm pretty sure that...
It's
funny how, like, at one point in time, Rudy Giuliani was just so revered. American hero.
They called him, like, America's mayor, and then... He ends up just with hair dye dripping down his face, talking at the Four Seasons Landscaping.
What a crusty busty.
Crusty busty, dude. He was New York's mayor from 94 to 2001.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. Maybe go to the Burning Man or something. You want to talk about anonymity, dude? Just eat some acid and throw on a mask in the desert, run around, let my little pecker fly out of care in the world.
So you're time traveling to do that? Well, you can do that now.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
You don't want to ruin your career.
Yeah, I got a good thing.
You got such a great standing in society that you can't ruin that.
They'd recognize that little acorn anywhere. I don't know, man. I'd probably go to Cuba in the 60s.
I mean, probably cool. I mean, I know we got the Cuban Missile Crisis going on, but I bet it's a cool little spot to hang out.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you got to think, like, those big political events really don't affect the common man much when you're in those places.
I got to be honest, man. Outside of just being an observer, which if I'm actively interacting and I've got no desire to go back, but if I could go back sheerly to be an observer, like... There's a ton of time periods.
Well, yeah, at that point,
that I would like to.
At that point, you're basically just, instead of watching a documentary, you're just looking at it in real life.
Yeah.
If you're just observing,
I'd be a time ghost.
A time ghost. That'd be cool, though, to be able to, like, literally just go see what's up. You, I mean, speaking of historical figures, I felt like Julius Caesar today, bro. You giving me that phone call at 5:30 p.m.
Am I a Brutus?
Yeah, I told you last week. Bro, everybody tries to call me at 5 to 6 while I'm trying to cook and eat. Calls me like 3 times this week between 5 to 6.
Yeah, but you should have that muted. Why aren't you got that muted?
Have respect.
Speaking of muting, I'm actually, it is on bedtime mode now. It just went. I did not silence anything on this phone. And by the act of God, nobody's tried to get a hold of me.
I got mine on vibrate. I should do not disturb.
But
I didn't have silent mode on.
Mine just kicked to it now because I'm getting on bedtime mode. But speaking of that, I just updated my iOS and I didn't realize how far behind I was.
Oh God,
dude, I didn't know. I had no idea. And it's been set to auto download, but the problem is, I live so dangerously. At any given time, I'm within my last gigabyte of storage on this phone.
Yeah.
And so it took like 3 gigs. I had no idea. Like, dude, I'm talking. I was probably on like 12 point something.
There ain't no way.
Dude.
There's no way. That phone didn't even have 12 when you got it brand new.
Maybe. I don't know, man. So like it's on 14 now.
No.
Mine is on 14.
It's on 17.4.
No,
probably.
It's not. Or maybe it was at 14 and it went to 17.
That's likely.
Okay, hold on.
It's probably on 17.4.
My name's Dalton Sipes. I know everything about.
Software update.
I know everything about Apple technology.
It's on 17.4.
That's what I told you. That's exactly what I said, bro. Okay, so I think I might have been at 14.
That's crazy, though, to upgrade 3 whole years.
Well,
because
Aaron was like telling me, yeah, I've got your poster set to this, or I've got this message pinned. I go, what are you talking about?
Oh, if you didn't have pinned, you're way behind. You even got more emojis now.
Yeah, I know. I got very excited. It's very exciting. But one thing I don't like is the vibrations changed. And so now if it's in my pocket, the vibrations are longer, and I think I'm getting a call. I don't like
you it. Can change that.
I don't care. I shouldn't have to. What was wrong with them damn vibrations?
And that's all that
I
is.
I had good
all
vibrations.
That, all that is just you eat too many edibles and can't. Hey, what's this buzz?
I'll
in
be
my
sober,
pocket.
Dude, because I already get the phantom vibrate going on, and now it just and it trips me out because like it's 2024 and everybody's a piece of shit. Nobody likes talking on the phone, myself included. So whenever I get a call, no matter what, there's just, I don't even have to look at it. I just get that anxiety.
Dread.
And now
absolutely.
That is hitting me every time I'm getting a text because I think it's a call because of the duration of the vibe.
I'll show you how to change that. But yeah, that's funny.
Teach me how to Dougie, Daddy.
Teach me how to Dougie. Yeah, that's very far behind. Like, that's kind of funny. And also just like, I guess from a security perspective, but whatever.
I don't know nothing about no. I don't know about. I still gotta pull the trigger, dude. I've decided that I am going to get TikTok finally, just in time for the house to ban it.
Yep.
But I just think I've already got like Instagram and stuff, so it's like what am I trying to prove? And it's like my whole thing was I fed into the whole it's China and they got your data, but it's like my data's done been out there, dude. So. I think I'm going to, and it just got to a point now where like every funny video I'm sharing on Reddit or YouTube is literally from TikTok.
Right.
So I might as well. And from what I understand, this is going to sound hilarious because everybody's going to be like, fucking duh. But there's like the FYP, which is a for you page. And at first it's like just crappy, generic, whatever, but you can literally, it works hard off the algorithm to kind of fine tune what you like. So my plan is to just get this lane of just weird, kooky stuff and just like that's what Jake Lindsay does. Like he was kind of a major selling point on it for me.
Right.
So I think I'll try that. Maybe next week I'll have an update.
Just try to tailor it to the weird side of things.
Maybe, and then I'll try to figure out content, which if I'm trying to think of something to put out there, it's gonna be weird and bad. But hopefully next week. Although I've been talking about doing this for 2 or 3 weeks now, so it'll happen when it happens.
July.
Yeah.
June, July.
Yeah. That's wishful thinking. But yeah, man. Any other show and tell? Anything fancy?
No, I got nothing else. If you got any final thoughts for the day,
I got lots of thoughts, mostly dirty thoughts. But my thought now is just this went pretty well. Let's just keep it going and just see what we can kick up with. I enjoy this, dude.
Me too.
This went a little bit better than I thought it would. So
I agree.
We're about at an hour. I mean,
that's what we're looking for.
Good enough for government work.
We'll see y'all next time.
Later, Gatro. I meant to say Latro Gatro, and I said Later Gatro. Stupid.
I got that audio, so I'll just leave that in.